There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Oh, crap. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is Wednesday afternoon. It's sunny outside, and that's about it. This is Mantis Cabinet, this show right here with your host, Alex. That's me. I sit in this chair. I play awesome music. For those who are cool and recognized this just short clip I played, it is, yes, the main title to Xena, the Warrior Princess, which is just awesome. And if you have never seen that show, you're really missing out. It's a great show. Xena's grand. And when I was playing it, like, the music was blasting in the studio, and I could almost hear the dude tell me the, like the words to the intro, where I can, you know, forged in the heat of battle, the world cried out for a hero, and that hero was Xena, Warrior Princess. Good stuff. But not the focus of the show today. Although I kind of wish I just had a Xena show. We could just have, like, Xena trivia, you know, Xena outfits, all sorts of... Well, an outfit would be useless because I'm on the air. Can't really see me. For all you know, I am dressed up as Xena today. But I'm not. But, you know, for as... You wouldn't be able to tell. All right. Next track here we have. It is called Four. I should have made it the fourth track. But anyway, this is some rad prog. It is off. It is by a band called Caldo Verde, off their album Caldo Verde, where all of the songs have a number as their title. So this is Four, and it's the fourth track on the album. Pretty self-explanatory. And yeah, that should be it. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Fear not, the Rio lives on. This March at the Rio. Catch The Bad Plus live Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. sharp. From the 10th through the 13th, don't miss People of a Feather, featuring groundbreaking footage from 7 winters spent in the Arctic. People of a Feather takes you through time into the world of Inuit on the Belcher Islands in Hudson Bay. This film connects the past, present, and future within a unique cultural relationship between the Inuit and the Eider Duck. Wednesday, March 14th at the Rio, it's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at 8 p.m. Thursday, March 15th, it's a live show with Patrick Maliha presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians. For more of what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit riotheater.ca/schedule. To join the community fight back for the rights of the Rio Theater, visit facebook.com and search Rio Theater.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Alrighty, so a few things. That very repetitive and kind of bassy track was 4 by Caldo Verde. Pretty good stuff. But and then we switched it up with a band called This Town Needs Guns. I don't know which town, but I don't think any town really needs guns. But anyway, it's their band name. The album was called Animals, in which every track is named after an animal. We listened to Badger, which reminds me of the old YouTube video, that old video where it's just badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom, badger, 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 badger. Anyway, man, I remember the first time, if this is ringing any bells for anybody, the first time I watched it for 20 minutes before I found out it was just an infinite loop. And I didn't tell anyone because I felt like an idiot. Most people just watch it for 40 seconds and then they're like, this just repeats. This is stupid. It's just one word over and over in a picture of a dancing badger. But I, being the awesome person that I am, sat there for 20 minutes. So now anytime anyone ever says badger, all I can think of is badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom. Anyway, just thought I'd share. Those guys are from England, Caldo Verde. They are from Brazil, which means they're Brazilian. And that band from England, it means they're English. Just saying, for those who aren't 100% sure. Also, you know, keep up on the Rio Theater. I hope, you know, shit doesn't hit the fan for them. And while I don't know anything about bikes, it did remind me that today I did bring my longboard to school, which was awesome because it was sunny and I longboarded and felt really cool. But no, because it's been the first kind of half sunny day we've had in ages where I've been like, yeah, I'm gonna bring my longboard out. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. I had to do a little bit of maintenance before I took her out for the first time this season. But very exciting stuff. And so I encourage everyone to get on their environmental vehicle of choice and use it. Such as options include a bike, longboard, skateboard, inline skates, shopping cart, bed with wheels on it. Dude, if you can find a person to piggyback you around everywhere, that would probably be the most ideal form of transportation. That and riding a bear. If you had, like, a pet bear that you rode to school and then you just, like, let him chill while you were at school or at work or whatever, and then you rode your bear back home, way better than my longboard or anything. But I would recommend people hop on their environmental vehicles and do it up. What are we doing now? What are we doing now? Okay, let's play something kind of awesome. And by kind of awesome, I mean super duper awesome. This is by a band named Arctic Plateau. Arctic Plateau off their album The Enemy Inside. Really good. It's quite, like, awesome is the word I'd use to describe it. And I think I'm going to queue up another track for after that. Nah, I'll just say silly things after that. So this is Catarctic Cartoons by the band Arctic Plateau. It's kind of short, but enjoy it. And yeah, then we can resume these antics. That was pretty awesome. I really like that. I was initially kind of scared to check this album out. Not like actually like frightened, like it might hurt me. But the description was like, mind-shredding metal! and I was like, oh, this isn't usually my thing. But I listened to it, and a lot of the tracks are actually quite good. There are a few tracks where the lead singer, or lead screamer, rather, should just not. It's not like they can't play their instruments or anything. It's quite good. So that was definitely one of the surprises. I looked at it, and like it had tagged, like, oh, badass metal. And I was like, oh, your definition of badass metal is not good. Anyway, moving on in the badass metal theme would be this track. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because it's awesome. And are you? I just, you know what? You'll figure out in 20 seconds. It's not mind shredding metal. It's awesome disco where the bass player is insane, on acid, out of this world, unreal. Okay, now I just kind of half ruined it. It's Jamiroquai because it's so awesome. And it's sunny. And yeah.
Flashing those eyes, striking that stuff.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I fully blasted that and had a dance party here. So a little fun story about Jamiroquai. I had no idea who they were as a band or still as people. But I was living in res in first year, and there was this, like, dance party thing, and I had not done laundry for 2 weeks, and I didn't have any clean clothes, like, whatsoever. And, I mean, this was already after, like, 3 days of Febrezing my clothes to just, like, make them smell half decent and then just, like, putting them on, being like, screw it, whatever. I couldn't be bothered to do laundry. But so today it was like a Friday or something, and I was like, I really need a shirt. I really can't stop, you know, grabbing sweaty, dirty laundry and just Febrezing it and hoping no one notices. Especially if I'm going to a party, I'm getting my boogie on. Can't be, you know, having no subpar hygiene, or at least have nobody know about it. But so I'm looking through, and I just pop into the laundry room, not to do my laundry, but because I was bored, and I found this shirt, and actually a pair of pants too. So I was like, cool, I don't have to wear my party pants out. Because in first year I had two pairs of pants, a set of party pants and a set of normal pants. So my party pants, well, I would only wear out when I was partying, and they were continually soaked in beer, vomit, smelt like cigarette, just like brutal pants, had holes in them when I drunk fall. Just, like, not a good pair of pants to wear to, like, your grandmother's tea party. But then I had my normal pants, which I'd wear during the day and, you know, to grandmother tea parties. So I found this other pair of pants, and I was able to go out with a new pair of pants, which probably I hadn't done that in, like, 3 months, and a shirt that I had never worn before. And it had a picture of this really cool, it was all sparkly, and it had a picture of Jamiroquai on it, like the album cover to this album. And I had no idea what I was wearing. And then some guy came up to me and he's like, dude, I love Jamiroquai. Like, that's awesome, man. And I was like, oh, yeah, super cool. I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone. But then I found out later and I was like, wow, I've been wearing this band shirt for like a solid 4 months without knowing who this band was. And then it turned out to be some awesome disco band. So I was pretty happy about that. I guess the moral of the story to that really long and winding story is put on shirts of things and then check out what those things are. Because then, you know what? You might end up, you know, you pick up a random shirt on the ground, you put it on, and it might just have an awesome band on it. Imagine, like, 40 years ago, you put on, like, a Beatles shirt and you had no idea who the Beatles were. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to check out this band. I bet they suck. And no, it turns out they're actually half decent, and you're kind of surprised. That was my story with Jamiroquai. I think it might have happened with another band, but I'm not 100% sure. I've worn a lot of shirts in my time, so I'm not, now I'm trying to think. But no, I don't think so, really. I used to like a band, and then I saw a dude with the band shirt, and I really didn't like him. Then I listened to the band again like a month later and I decided I didn't like this band. Which then made me feel kind of crappy because I was like, why would I not like a band based on the shirt? But the band turned out was called The Fall of Troy. And I don't know if you know that band, but they're garbage. Along in my phase where I liked The Rocket Summer. Ooh, that's a depressing thing to admit on air. But anyway, oh yeah, for those who really want their ears to bleed, check out a Rocket Summer song. That's mean for any Rocket Summer fans out there. But wait, do 13-year-old girls listen to this radio station? Ha! Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. For your benefit. This next track here, I am trying to figure it out. This is, if I remember when I listened to it, this is quite a lot more ambient and slow and, you know, a little bit more subdued. Good follow-up from Dynamite. This is by a band called A Whisper in the Noise. The album is To Forget. The track is A Sea Estranged Us. It's got some themes going on in there. This was just released recently, and it should be a good go. I'm looking forward to listening to it. And yeah, so that's about it. Thank you. And I was right. That was a lot more chilled and subdued than the previous Dynamite track. But still good, nonetheless. And yes. Oh, to be honest, I totally forgot. I cannot remember for the life of me where these guys are from. And I had completely forgotten to pretend like I knew something by Googling it while the song was playing. So we're just going to pretend like we know where they are. I'm going to guess Southern Alabama, and that'll be my guess. So as far as I know, A Whisper in the Noise is from Southern Alabama. I've never even been to Alabama. If anyone's been to Alabama and, you know, recommends it, put your hand up. Okay? All right, so a few people. That's all right. Maybe I'll add it to my places to go. Alabama. I really want to go to Pennsylvania and, like, go to an Amish town. I think that would be super-duper cool. And, like, I want to go to, like, an Amish shindig or hootenanny or whatnot. I mean, I don't think I want to live with the Amish for a prolonged period of time, but it would be pretty cool to see how they do it. Like, going to... I don't know. Maybe that's just my excuse to go to Pennsylvania. I don't even know what else is in Pennsylvania. Has anyone ever here been to Pennsylvania and, you know, would recommend going? Again, a show of hands, please. Okay. I'm, you know, counting. There's little bit less in Alabama, but fair enough. Okay, this is good. I'm getting information about where I want to go with myself and what I want to do. Yeah, man, I can't believe it. Anyway, so other things, trying to figure them out. This next band we're playing, yeah, when I run out of things to say, I just play the next song. I'm just going to be straight up. That's my strategy. I ramble a lot, and then when I run out of things to ramble, I play a track. This band is called Upside Down! Forward, Russia! It's like the sign, like an upside down exclamation mark. What is it? Is that like Spanish or something? I don't know, man. I'm no good at grammar. Forward, Russia, off the album Give Me a Wall. I don't know why you need a wall. Maybe you've got a yard that needs walling. Maybe your house only has three walls. Oh, awesome. I was at a party the other week and St. Paddy's Day, and I got to the point after I had finished my 2-6 of Jameson that I was giving everyone hugs. And at one point, my mate told me I gave the wall a hug and told him he was doing such a good job supporting the roof and keeping us alive. I don't remember this, but supposedly I was giving the wall at least a hug. I was pretty proud of that. So maybe, you know what? Maybe you're in a house with only three walls, and then you know what? You could use a goddamn wall. Just be like, yo, I only got three. I need another one. To the wall store. Okay, now I've really run out of things to say when I talk about the wall store. This is the track 16 of that album. This album also has all numbers as their track titles, except they're all out of sequence. So like 16 is not the 16th song, and the first song is not one. It's just like 4, 7, 56, 98, 16. Way to go, prog bands. Anyway, this is Forward Russia.
Another fall, and for all I tried,
the names were
any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically. In your arms tonight. But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Mastercraft, DJ Headspin, the Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, very cool stuff. So that was a band called Forward Russia from Leeds, which is in England, which makes them another English band with a weird album name. Those weird English people. Anyway, so what were we on about? Block Party should be fun. What else is coming up kind of soon? I always have half a mind to go to Seattle this weekend to go see Deerhoof and Of Montreal, because that would be awesome. But nonetheless, speaking of awesome pop tracks, I have been listening to this song on repeat for ages. It has been getting me through these terribly stressful times, school-wise, which is fine. It's not that hard. It's easier than real life, but still. This is from a band called I'm From Barcelona. I'm like 99% sure they're not. But I'm From Barcelona off their album Forever Today. Is it Forever Today? Hold on. Yeah, Forever Today. And this is a track, Skipping a Beat. This would be my second last track. It's absolutely, like, super-duper uptight. I've been dancing around all day to it. And, yeah, should be good.
Skipping a beat, I've got
that track was super upbeat. I'm likely to listen to it on my way out here while I longboard to work. So yeah, they are from Sweden, this band. They have 29 members. So they've got quite a full sound. Most of the members just do like backing vocals or whatnot. Or like, you know, they'll play, be featured in a few tracks. But it would be wild to see all 29 of them up on stage. But that's it from that end. So, what do we say? We will remind you guys that you are listening to CIT.